Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a jam-packed show for you. We're going to be touching on a little bit of everything today, from big game hunting to fishing to some banquets going on. And had a great time last night at the Rampart Range, the National Wild Turkey Federation banquet there with our good friend Mike Llewellyn. And a great turnout, a lot of money raised for a great organization there. And congratulations to Mike and his team. I tell you, we're going to talk about this a little bit. These banquets are a lot of work. And today, hopefully you've got your ticket, and we will see you at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet over at the Westin Hotel in Westminster. Happy to be emceeing that event again. And usually that's a crowd of a little over 400 people. So we are looking forward to that event as well. Got some guys in studio here, and we're going to be getting to them here in just a minute, but I'll go ahead and introduce them. Keith Prince. And Keith is a senior hunt master with Colorado Parks and Wildlife and a good friend of our show and me personally. Keith gets out there with our young people and helps them on moose hunts, spring turkey, and anything else they'll let him out in the woods with. So, Keith, thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And also Dave Prophet, and you've heard Dave on the show over the last month or so with American Heroes in Action, and we'll be talking with Dave here in a little bit about the upcoming banquet there, April 29th, and that's at the Castle Event Center, and that's going to be at 4:30 on April the 29th. Dave, thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for having me back, Scott.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, you've heard us talk about this, even on our Haystack show that we do here on KLZ, noon to 1, and here on Sportsman of Colorado. And, you know, each year at the International Sportsman's Expo, we get to meet a lot of new people, see a lot of new products, and I'm telling you, the one that just kind of blew our doors off, so to speak, was Personal Solar Light. And you heard Trevin Stolfus, when I had Trevin on about a month ago, we were talking about this, and just something that is very cool, because you know what? A lot can be wrong in what is out there, but you know what? Being in the dark is never fun, and it's great to have a dependable light. Check out personalsolarlight.com. And this is an absolutely coolest light we have ever seen. And I'm going to bring on a good friend now and partner of Sportsman of Colorado, Mr. Jim Ashmore. And he's the president of Personal Solar Light. So, Jim, hey, thanks for taking a few minutes and being with us.
Hey, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit how all of this whole light thing, I mean, how does a guy get into, you know, inventing a light?
Well, it was an interesting journey. One of the things that we looked at was the inability for people to have a sustainable light after a disaster. And so we started working on that concept, and that morphed into a light that is now a great utilitarian light for anything you want to do. We built this thing to be extremely rugged, so the backpacker, the camper, the hunter, it will hold up to anything that you want to do. It's tested to 40 below zero and 187 degrees above. And it's just built to be the super rugged light.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, the video when we first met there at the International Sportsman's Expo that you showed of the durability of it was really, I was like, how can that really be that tough? And then when I got my hands on some now, and we've already started getting those in the hands of others, I mean, everybody I have shown this to has just been beyond impressed at the weight of it, the size, and the brightness of the light. Because I'm telling you, man, that one little light will light a whole room.
Yes, we built this for the maximum durability and performance. So many lights out there, they promise a high lighting or a high lumen performance value, but they just seem not to be there. And the thing that this does, it can be charged by the sun, or it can be charged by the rapid recharging cord that is included with the light, and that can be charged off of anything that you might charge a cell phone off of. But in looking at going out in the outdoors, the last thing you want to pack along would be batteries to add to your weight if you're camping, if you're backpacking, if you're on an expedition. The last thing you want to have is your light fail at night. And so we made something that just turned out to be very universal.
Right. And I'm telling you, it is awesome. You can go to the website, personalsolarlight.com. And we've already done some things with a local school here in town where, and this may give you some of your ideas, maybe you're in a church ministry for missionaries. Again, it can be outdoors. It can just be around the house. I mean, this is a great, great thing. And we're working on some deals right now where I'm going to kind of be helping them here in Colorado and getting the word out about these with our show. And, you know, if you're looking at buying some of these in bulk, you can get in touch with me, Scott, at sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will get information to you and take care of these. And, again, this is a great light. And as Jim said, you know, I charged mine for about 3 hours just with sunlight, just wanted to see how it would do. And it'll burn up to 30 then. Is that right, Jim?
That's correct. Okay. It'll burn up to 30 hours off of one charge on low. You can get 6 to 8 hours on high, 15 on medium setting. And it does have the protected SOS function on this in case you would ever need it.
Right. Okay. And you guys are even looking at some new things coming up on the drawing board, right?
We are. We have a new light that we've just received the prototype. It is a red, green, blue, and white all-in-one unit. So you can preserve your night vision. You can use the green light, the red light for hunting purposes, so the wildlife, you're not scaring the wildlife off. They don't see in that spectrum. And it looks like it's going to be a super light for the hunting market, and we're anxious to get this out into the hands.
Well, man, we are looking forward to it as well. And we're going to get you guys on at least once a month to talk about this. We'll be talking about it daily here on our shows. And I'm telling you, you know, you can go in stores and a lot of the big box stores, they got all these different lights. I'm telling you, if you will compare this light to what's out there, I have not seen anything any better, and a great price point on it as well. Again, it's PSL, Personal Solar Light, and weigh about 4 ounces. And, again, a quick charge there with the sun of about 3 hours will get you some great light for many hours. And they also do have a rapid charge cord there. If you got USB, you can get it charged there as well. Well, Jim, hey, we appreciate it, and we will look forward to our next visit. And when you get those other lights in, man, get me a couple so we can get to talking about those as well.
All right, Scott, we will certainly do that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a partner with us on the show as well.
You bet. Thank you.
Uh-huh. That's Jim Ashmore again, personalsolarlight.com. And if you're interested in maybe buying some of these in bulk, maybe you're a store out there, get in touch with me, Scott at sportsmanofcolorado.com, and I will try and help you out there. Dave Prophet is with us, American Heroes in Action. Again, this is a great organization, and probably 6 months ago or so, Dave and I met and started talking about this and getting in of how we could help, because this is just a terrific organization. And Dave, you've been on a few times, but for those that have not heard you before, tell us a little bit about American Heroes in Action.
In a nutshell, American Heroes in Action takes American combat wounded veterans, injured firefighters, members of law enforcement, and other first responders on outdoor adventures. We take them hunting, fishing, whitewater rafting. We even take them golfing. Not sure that that's an adventure, but it is outdoors.
It is if you golf with me. That's an adventure. I promise you that. Yeah. And again, this is going to be a great banquet, April the 29th. And this is kind of the banquet season. We've talked about this the last few weeks, but just a lot going on. And no, you can't make them all, but I'm telling you, if there's one you can make, this is something where the money really goes to really just thanking those that have sacrificed a lot for our freedoms, our country, and it's American Heroes in Action. And it's also things for injured firefighters and first responders.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Now, let's say someone knows someone and they say, boy, I know a person, a guy or gal that, boy, that you know they would fit into this. How do they go on about? How do they go about contacting you to see if you can get them in the outdoors?
I run into a lot of folks where that's exactly the situation. I could be at a gun show and they'll say, "Well, my brother was injured in Iraq. He likes to hunt and fish. How can he get signed up?" We have a website, AmericanHeroesInAction.org, and there's an applicants tab. All of our adventures are no cost to our participants.
Okay.
So all we need to have them do to get signed up to join us is to complete the applicants tab on our website.
All right. And then let's talk about the banquet a little bit and just some of the things so far you've got lined up, because you've got some exciting things in the auction.
It's going to be an exciting banquet. The doors will open at 4:30. Dinner at 6 is a steak or salmon dinner. And at 7, we have the live auction. And some of the items that we have that you can either buy or win will be, we have some guns. Guns are very popular. I've got an AR-10, and you can take that to elk camp with you. Wow. I've got a subcompact 1911. Have a Henry Golden Boy military tribute rifle. And everybody who has seen that rifle says, "That's almost too pretty to shoot."
Wow.
So those are some of the guns. We have some exciting hunt packages. We have a hunt in South Dakota, 3-day pheasant hunt for 4 people. And when you show up at this lodge, and the lodge is spectacular, when you show up at the lodge, there's going to be 4 combat wounded veterans that will show up and hunt and join you on the hunt. So it's really a hunt for 8.
Okay.
We have a week-long fishing trip in Alaska. We have a spring snow goose hunt here in Colorado. We have a fall sandhill crane hunt. And I didn't even know until last year you could hunt sandhill cranes, but I've heard people call them ribeye in the sky. And if you Google ribeye in the sky, you will see there's a lot of information on sandhill crane hunting.
Yeah.
I also have 2 hog hunts in Texas that I'm excited about. One will be a 3-day hunt at a lodge with all the lodging and meals provided. The other one is just a 1-day hunt, but it's a hunt from a helicopter with unlimited ammunition.
Oh, mercy.
Here's my credit card.
All right. The banquet's been called off because I want to be the only one there to bid on this, okay? No. April 29th, and again, the mission of American Heroes in Action is to provide therapeutic outdoor adventures to American heroes, including combat wounded veterans, injured firefighters, and injured members of law enforcement. This is a great event. And you know what? We could use some volunteers. It takes, we saw this last night, Keith, but it takes a lot of people to put on these banquets. You know, Dave can't do this by himself, and I know he's got a great team around him, but if you'd be interested in just say, "Hey, look, I can come there. I can work at a table, you know, help people check out. I can do some things, maybe monitor some games that are going on, some raffles." We could use your help. You can go to American Heroes in Action. And that's, is that .org or
.org?
.org. I thought so. Yeah, AmericanHeroesInAction.org. And get a hold of Dave, and I promise you, we could use your help. And this is April 29th, but it is going to be a lot of fun and a lot of great items there. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a short break, but we're going to got a lot more in store for you. We'll be right back.
I was injured in an accident. At first, I didn't worry about it too much. I mean, accidents happen, right? But then the pain started keeping me up all night. And these doctor's bills, they started piling up. So now I'm stuck with a bunch of bills that I can't afford. And on top of all this, the person responsible is just avoiding me altogether. Come to think of it, since my accident, it seems like no one wants to talk to me. I just don't know what to do.
Don't just talk to anyone about your personal injury case. Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. I have the experience and knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And because we know that your pet will have many different needs throughout its life, we offer complete pet care services every day, all at one location. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care, surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or toys, we are here for your pet 7 days a week. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we know that you want the very best for your pet, which is why you can count on us to provide top-notch care in everything we do. We are certified with the highest rankings by the American Animal Hospital Association and hold a gold star rating with the Better Business Bureau. You and your pet can visit us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more about us by visiting our website at lonetreevet.com or just give us a call at 303-708-8050.
Tired of walking into gun stores and seeing the same guns everywhere you go? Check out our sponsor, Old Steel Historical Firearms. Hi, this is Scott Watley of Sportsman of Colorado. At Old Steel, they specialize in the purchase and sale of historical firearms. Need to get your firearm collection appraised? They can help. Buy, sell, trade, and consignments are welcome at Old Steel. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Old Steel Historical Firearms is located at 12 East Girard Avenue in Englewood. That's just two blocks north of Hamden off Broadway. Now you can own a piece of history at Old Steel Historical Firearms. Call 720-662-7252. That's 720-662-7252. Check out their website, oldsteelguns.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. You know, I hear it all the time. If you give me a good enough deal, I'll buy your vehicle. So here it is. A 2017 Crew Cab 4x4 loaded for up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or how about a 2017 Chevy Cruze? Sign and drive a lease for only $199 a month. Heck, that's cheaper than a used car. And we'll pay top dollar for your trade-in. So go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lenlylechevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Thank you so much for being with us. We got Dave Profit in studio from American Heroes in Action, Keith Prince. Again, Keith is a good friend of ours and a great friend of our show and a great outdoorsman, helps our young people out there in the woods, does some moose hunting, spring turkey, and he is a senior hunt master with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. We'll be talking to Keith in 1 second here, but you heard a spot there in that break, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Let me tell you, this is a great place to care for your pets. They've cared for ours for about 13 years now, and there they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And here's something that's a little bit different. Sometimes, you know, the heartworm deal is a problem. So if you're having trouble remembering to give your dog that monthly heartworm chewable, they now offer Pro Heart 6. It's a new injectable heartworm preventative for dogs that lasts for 6 months. That's right. One injection every 6 months, and it's that easy. And again, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Just go take a tour of their facility. And when I say facility, it is just that. Just a great place. They take great care of your pets. And they board ours whenever we are out of town. And, of course, all the veterinary medical deals they can take care of there. They also have dog training available. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, 303-708-8050. You can check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com and let them know you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. Well, Keith, again, thanks for coming in. I know you were up a little late last night there at our banquet, but thanks for coming in.
No problem. Glad to be here.
So tell us just a bit. It's always interesting to figure out, hey, how do guys get into hunting and all that? So tell us a little bit about your background.
So I grew up with a non-hunting family. Had a buddy in high school that invited me to go deer hunting, and let's go. And after that, fell in love with it. Moved to Colorado in 92. Went to work for a general contractor, met another guy on the job site that was into hunting, so he invited me to go with him, and just fell into it. I mean, it's awesome passion now.
Yeah, it sure is. And so now Colorado Parks and Wildlife, again, you're a senior hunt master there. Tell us a little bit about what that entails.
So it's a group of guys. We are all volunteers. There's a hunter outreach program for the youth outdoor activities and women in the field activities. So we go in as a basic mentor for these young hunters and young women that are wanting to start to hunt, and basically teach them the field skills that they need to pursue that type of animal. And the program ranges from waterfowl to geese to pheasant and all the big game species, wow. including one kid gets to shot at a moose, cow moose for the year.
Wow, that's cool. And that's got to be, I mean, all of us love to go hunt ourselves and us pull the trigger and us do the experience. But it's probably is way different in both of your instances where you see a vet do it, Dave, or you see a young person do it for the first time, Keith. I mean, that's got to be a very fulfilling thing for you.
Yeah, that's cool. Once that young person makes that shot and takes the harvest and their eyes light up and smile and cameras come out, and it's a great opportunity, great time to be in the field with them.
Right. So as far as big game, a lot of things going on, you know, in the world. And by the way, next week we will have Mr. Bob Broshide on, and Bob is the director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He will be in studio for the hour. So we're looking forward to that. But what are just some of the things out there that you think, you know, that we need to get across to people when they don't understand some of the things that Colorado Parks and Wildlife may be doing? And I would say this to Mr. Broshide was here. Sometimes I need him to help explain to me what they're doing too. But what are just some of the things out there that you say, hey, look, don't overreact to this. You know, they do a lot of studies before they do things. What are just some, anything pop in your mind that you say would be, you know, things are going to work out the way they're getting things planned?
Yeah, the Parks and Wildlife, they're going through some funding issues. If you look back, basically every dollar that is raised is through license sales, mm-hmm. you know, that goes back into the program. They do get some grants, federal grants for the Hunter Outreach Program, so some of that money does come in from the government sources. But the big thing is license sales.
Right.
The problem that Parks and Wildlife is having now is there's a generation of kids that, well, let me back up. So the youth program, we start from 12 to 17 years old. And it's a free hunt if you apply and get drawn for it. But once that youth reaches 17, he's graduating high school, he's off to college. Once he graduates college, he's getting his career focused, gets a job, mm-hmm. meets a person, get married, have kids. Well, then by then they're in their 40s. And even though they got exposed to it at the teenage years, you know, they've lost interest because life catches up to you.
Sure.
And now you're in your early 40s, late 30s, and you're thinking, man, I'm talking to the guys at the golf course are going to elk hunt next week. I got to remember how to do this. Mm-hmm. So Parks and Wildlife has started a new program to pick up those hunters that have maybe forgotten.
Okay, cool.
So it's just kind of starting out this year.
Right.
I don't know everything about it, but I know it's on the website.
Okay. Yeah, so you can check out their website. And again, that is cpw.state.co.us. cpw.state.co.us. All the information there as well. An exciting time. Everybody's kind of getting through, getting all your tags figured out here for the big game season. And we'll be talking about that here in just a moment. But spring turkey is really close. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, turkey hunting, I just got into that a couple of years ago. And I'm telling you, it's different than anything. And those birds are smart.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how smart turkeys are and how much they can see. Just, man, you move too much, they're gone.
Yeah, so they can see almost as well as an antelope can.
Oh, really? Okay.
They have good hearing, but they have no smell. They have no smell sensories in their beaks.
Right. Okay.
So that's where you can get away with your bug spray for ticks and stuff like that. You
right.
don't have to be no scent clothing or anything special.
Now, do you mostly do, let's talk about two things, I guess, when you're hunting yourself or when you're helping, you know, with the youth out there. Do you do blind hunting, or do you guys back up to the tree there, or do you like the blind hunting or stalking, or what do you like to do?
Our youth hunts are strictly out of the blinds.
Okay.
At least my property that I hunt. Because there's no way to really move around. You'll get busted because yeah. the birds will see you moving around the property.
Mm-hmm.
My personal, it's either way. It depends on the situation and the terrain. I've hunted out of my blind. I've harvested a few turkeys out of my blind. And same thing, run and gun.
Right.
Find the birds, hunker down, and call them in.
Right. What are some of the common mistakes as you look back over the last couple of years that that even you've made? Or
we only have an hour.
But just say, man, I shouldn't have done that. I mean, and sometimes I think it's just patience with a lot
of
it.
The biggest lesson learned is have patience. Yeah. And if you're ready to get up, give yourself 5 more minutes before you get up and move. Because I've had birds come in without making, you know, they'll gobble 300 or 400 yards away, and the next thing you know, they're standing behind, right behind you. Hmm. And you can hear them drumming, but you don't want to dare turn your head to look over your shoulder because he's going to see that movement, and he's going to turn around and go the opposite direction.
Yep, I've seen that a lot. Now, let's talk about calling a little bit. I know, I think you brought some calls in a little bit, and we'll hit those when we come back. But in general, if you're not very good at calling, are you better off not calling at all if you're not, if you haven't really practiced this? In other words, because some of that, you take geese. Man, if you really don't know what you're doing there, you can make those.
Exactly.
You know, ducks, hey, you can get up by a little bit. You can make some noise. They're different, but geese are a little different. What about turkeys? I mean, should you really make sure that, you know, you're fairly proficient before you start calling?
I would, definitely.
Okay.
I started out, I bought a $10 box call and started watching videos and just kind of listening. And then the internet came around and they started showing more videos.
Right.
And just kind of listen to what guys were doing and get your sound down, get your cadence down. But I wouldn't go into the woods without a call.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there are some out there that are, I'd say, foolproof. But there are some that are pretty easy if you'll just maybe Google about the call, or some of them come with CDs now.
Yeah.
But if you'll just practice a little bit, some of them are pretty good.
And there's basically three different calls. There's a pot call, which is slate or glass. There's all different types of surfaces nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a box call, and then the diaphragms.
Right.
My suggestion to you, if you buy whichever one you buy, get really good at one, but learn how to do the other two.
Mm-hmm.
But always have that one go-to call in your vest.
Right.
That you feel confident with.
Absolutely. Well, Keith's going to do some demonstrations here for us when we come back. And again, mark on your calendar, April 29th, American Heroes in Action. It's going to be a great event at the Castle Event Center, and the doors will open at 4:30. And we need you there. We need to raise some money to help this group and help get more of these fine folks out in the outdoors and let them enjoy that. Again, we got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
What if it was possible to train your body how to burn excess fat through natural homeopathic means? Dr. Julie Marchial uses a time-tested protocol to unlock unnecessary fat stores in your body, converting fat into energy so you can experience permanent weight loss. Because this remarkable method targets only your bad fat, leaving vital stores of necessary fat untouched, your body will begin to experience balance in a new and healthier way. As Dr. Julie leads you through her unique weight loss program, your brain will gradually relearn what it means to feel full and to feel hungry. You will find many of your old cravings simply disappear. Call Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Center today to find out how KLZ hosts John Rush, Scott Watley, and Dan Muir put their bodies to work for them with unbelievable results. Call 303-343-8800. That's 303-343-8800. Or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 67 in Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Well, we did it now. Hi, Dan Johnson from Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we received a special allocation of over 600 new Chevrolets, and we're out of room. So to relieve our problem, check these deals out. A 2017 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 for up to $11,000 off MSRP, or lease a 2017 Chevy Cruze for only $199 a month, sign and drive. Or a 2017 Chevrolet Equinox for up to $6,000 off MSRP. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, hopefully we will see many of you tonight at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet in Westminster. At the Westin Hotel. Now, tickets are sold out. If you don't have your ticket, don't show up. You can't get in. It has been sold out here for a week or so, but a great event. And if you do come there, please find me. Love to meet you and say hello. We're going to come back to our turkey topic here in one moment. First, let's go to the phones. Mr. Austin Parr from Discount Fishing Tackle over off Santa Fe in Denver. Austin, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, thanks for taking a few minutes. I know you guys are busy in the store, but wanted to get you on today and talk a few minutes about fishing and kind of what's going on the waters around the state.
Absolutely. So as the local bite is concerned, you know, the walleyes are really starting to move into a spawn mode right now. Chatfield in particular has been offering some fantastic fishing over the last little bit here. We've been doing a lot of trolling with longer jerk baits like Smithwick Rogues and Husky Jerks, and the bite from, you know, right around dark all the way up until midnight has been pretty productive out there. And that same pattern is really extending itself across the state in many of our different waters. Your walleyes are starting to move up on the rocks, and certainly at this time of year are definitely vulnerable to being caught. You know, additionally, for fly fishing, we've been also seeing a lot of good stuff happening right now. Up on some of the tailwaters, Deckers has been fishing fantastically as of late. Additionally, the frying pan, I've been hearing great reports up there. So if you guys have an opportunity to head on up into the hills and do a little bit of fly fishing in this, hopefully over a beautiful day tomorrow, you guys should have some good success.
Wow, that's great. And again, Austin does trips really on Cherry Creek and all, and he can help you out. And Austin, I hate when my mind goes blank on live radio. What's the other place over there? Chatfield.
Chatfield,
yeah, it
and
hit
Cherry
me.
Creek. Yep.
I hate that. Okay, and my mind goes blank quite often. But if you want to go on a trip and catch some fish, I highly suggest you give Austin a call at 303-514-5546, 303-514-5546, and tell us what a trip looks like with you, Austin.
Yes, you know, right now with the evening bite being the most productive bite, you know, we have been starting trips right about 6 o'clock in the evening and going until about 1 in the morning and have been catching some really nice fish. Now, during this time frame, you know, as far as keeping some fish are concerned, keeping keeper fish is just fine. But, you know, you definitely want to be very cautious when you're keeping some of your bigger females. So we're making sure to let all those go on all of our trips there. But for an evening trip like that, we're running $350 for one person or $450 for two. And you basically, like I said, I'm catering it to the early spring big fish kind of time where we'll be trolling. But then as we move on here and get more of a post-spawn type time frame, we'll be transitioning from the night bite into the daytime bite. We'll be, instead of doing exclusively trolling, we'll be moving into throwing blade baits and jigging wraps and even fishing some live bait as the fish start to move up on some of the structure.
Okay. And then tell us just a little bit about Discount Fishing Tackle here before we let you go.
Absolutely. So down here right now, we're still offering a great selection for any of you guys wanting to pick up some of those baits for this early season walleye time frame. We still have a nice, solid selection of all of those jerk baits. But additionally, we just have received several big-time fly orders in down here, and we're starting to get stocked up for the year. So any of you fly anglers out there that are really looking to fill up a box or even buy some material to tie for yourself, we are nice and stocked right now, and we'll hopefully have that pattern or specific material that you're looking for.
All right. Well, that's great. And again, Austin Parr, you can go see him at the store, Discount Fishing Tackle, and that's 2645?
2645 South Santa Fe Drive in Denver, just south of Evans on the west side of Santa Fe.
All right. If you want to book a trip with Austin, give him a call at 303-514-5546, and I will assure you, you will have a good time and catch a lot of fish. So, Austin, thanks a lot, bud, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Austin Parr. And again, Discount Fishing Tackle, great store. And that store will fool you from the outside. It just doesn't look like kind of that big a deal until you walk through the doors. And I'm telling you, they've got everything in the world you could ever need for being on the water out there. They're great at the ice fishing. Of course, that's about over, but they can help you out. And Austin's a great young man. And again, promise you, you'll catch fish with him. 303-514-5546. All right. Back with Keith Prince now. And by the way, if you got into draw for spring turkey, you should already know if you got a tag there. But for over-the-counter sales, that will be March the 15th. And that season opens April 8th and ends on May 21st. So, Keith, let's talk a little bit of call. And I see you got a box call with you here. What are just some of the different types of calls that you use with a box call?
So there's basically three different sounds or calls. A yelp, which is a standard everyday, like a cow mewing.
Okay.
There's a purr, which is a content feeding call. Everything's cool and calm. And then there's a cluck.
Okay.
Which is a cluck's like, hey, what's up? When the birds are out feeding and they get spread apart, they'll start clucking at each other. Just say, hey, I'm over here. Okay, I'm over here.
All right, cool. Mindy, can we get the other mic there where he can... this one turned on here. Let's see here. Pull that one over there by you, and we'll let you demonstrate a couple of these here.
So a basic yelp is anywhere from 3 to 5 cadence. There is an excited hen yelp where you can start cutting on this. So that's a hen that's in excited mode.
Okay.
Typically when they're wanting to get bred, gives the toms attention, say, hey, you know, come over. A cluck is just that, hey. Hey, I'm over here. And then the purr is.
Man, that really is. You kind of sound like that across the table last night after that dinner at the National Wild Turkey Banquet. All happy over there.
Yeah, so that's your three basic calls. And like I said earlier, if you buy a box call, just practice and be comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
If the box call is not your thing, go to a pot call, slate.
Right.
The only disadvantage is, of course, you're trying to get birds in within shotgun or bow range, so 30 to 15 yards. Box call, you have a lot of hand movement.
Yeah.
So that's really tough to do when you're just running gunning. Even the pot calls, you've got your striker. So then guys will go to their diaphragm.
So blinds are more forgiving for movement because you're
exactly
in there and
yeah,
you can do that. Yeah.
You can move around if you can swing your gun around for the different windows. Hmm. And turkeys, it's amazing. We've had birds walk up to our blinds on the youth hunts and hens actually stick their head into the window. It doesn't faze them. We've set blinds up out in the middle of a wheat field with not a tree for a quarter mile and shot birds out of them.
They're just curious.
They're just something about them. It doesn't faze them.
Wow. Now, when we talk about shot, as far as what do you like, as far as do you like a turkey choke on shotgun or
so? Definitely. There's so many different manufacturers now.
Oh, it's crazy.
But turkey chokes, yeah, you can get them for 15 up to 80 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, go with a full choke, one of those two.
Okay.
shot size is number four, number fives. And then again, if you've got a 2 3/4 up to 3.5 inch, whatever your gun's going to hold.
Right. Is it different at elevation? Because everybody should pattern their shotguns at the elevation they're going to be shooting. Is that, or does elevation mess with shot?
No, it doesn't really. Because your max, if you pattern your shotgun and you have a nice density of shot in your target of 40 yards, mm-hmm. It's not going to change if you're hunting here or Texas or, mountain birds.
Right. And then as far as for bow, do you do much with archery yourself?
I do both. I carry my bow and my shotgun. If the wind's blowing really bad, I'll leave my bow in the truck. Okay. But my primary goal is to harvest a bird with a bow first. Yeah.
I know what you do. So you take your bow, then you get the picture, you shoot it with your shotgun, get your picture with your bow. I know you.
Oh, because then you look at the head, and the head's all bloody.
Yeah, that's
your... So that's your giveaway.
What do you like for broadheads?
I've been shooting Muzzy, the fixed blade.
Yeah, I like fixed blade. Don't you?
I do.
A lot of those mechanical blades, too much stuff go wrong.
Yeah, and I've had them break off, and, you just wasted a... broadhead,
mm-hmm.
And they sell the guillotines that came out 4 or 5 years ago,
right?
That's got the 3-inch blades on them, but they're about 15 yards. You tend to get a lot of arrow wobble.
Okay. Now, you do a lot of stuff with the youth. So how do people, let's say we've got some folks listening, they say, hey, I'd love to get my kid in that. How do they go about getting in these deals to go be able to go and hunt with you guys?
So everything's based off the website, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Click on the Things to Do tab. Click on Big Game Tag. Scroll down the page on the right-hand or left-hand side towards the bottom. There's a line item that says Youth Hunter Opportunities, I believe is what it says.
Okay.
And that opens up the Hunter Outreach page. And then from there, you read through it. There's different topics, subjects. There's an application, highlighted application link on there. And that's basically where you get started.
And on the other hand, maybe you're that adult riding around. You're like, hey, I'd like to help out with that. You can get in touch with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and they can maybe get you going in that and get some training there for the adult.
There is. This Hunt Master program I've been in for 10 years now, and I apologize. I was looking through my emails earlier, but there's a class coming up sometime at the end of this month.
Okay. But go to the website, cpw.state.co.us, or you can give them a call, 303-297-1192. That's 303-297-1192. And also recommend that, if this is maybe your first time to getting into the big game season and you're trying to figure out how to, and we're going to talk about that here in a few minutes about the big game draw and all that. They do have some hunt planners there that can help you. I highly, highly recommend you do this online. You can make a lot fewer mistakes by doing it online. It won't let you proceed any further because a lot of the numbers can be zeros, O's, different things like that. And I promise you, it's just easier for you. And then as we've been giving warning over the last few weeks, if you're hunting as a group, really take your time and read through all of the different guidelines for hunting with the group as well. And if you're a guy, you've been doing this a long time, you don't even take a chance really to read the big game brochure, please don't do that. Take a few minutes, open up. They always start out with what is new, and you can learn a little bit different things there. They've got some different things with some boundary changes to some units there. Keith was really excited about this last night. You can now wear Hunter Pink instead of orange if you're interested in that. And also, there's some mandatory chronic wasting disease testing that is in effect in select game management units area there. And also, they've got now some walk-in access programs that are available. So, again, a lot is new. You want to check that out. That's right inside the inside cover there on page one. And you can get these big game brochures, of course, at Colorado Parks and Wildlife and a lot of sporting goods stores around as well. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take our last break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
I was injured in an accident. At first, I didn't worry about it too much. I mean, accidents happen, right? But then the pain started keeping me up all night. And these doctor's bills, they started piling up. So now I'm stuck with a bunch of bills that I can't afford. And on top of all this, the person responsible is just avoiding me altogether. Come to think of it, since my accident, it seems like no one wants to talk to me. I just don't know what to do.
Don't just talk to anyone about your personal injury case. Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. I have the experience and knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I like about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. For over 48 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. So at Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention, unlike anything you'd see at a corporate-owned store. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab so they can put new lenses into your current frames. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. With well over 50 years of combined experience, Stack Optical will get to the bottom of your unique vision needs. Stack Optical in Cherry Creek near Colorado and Cherry Creek North. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam. 303-321-1578 or visit them online at stackoptical.com. I'm confident that when you meet the family at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. Call them today for that $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578.
Hi, Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And right now we're selling all 2017 Chevrolets at employee supplier pricing, plus all the rebates, for a total of up to $11,000 off on some vehicles. And we need your trade-ins, and we'll pay the highest prices anywhere, whether you owe money on it or not. Give us a chance. You won't be sorry. I guarantee you that nobody can sell you a Chevrolet for less than Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Wake up with Steve Curtis, weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Wow, the hour has gone too fast for us today, but thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have Dave Prophet in studio with American Heroes in Action. We're going to try to come back to him here in just a minute, but that banquet is April 29th at the Castle Event Center. Now, listen, if you'd like a pair of tickets to that, Dave just turned to me and said, let's give away a pair of tickets. If you'd like a pair of tickets to come to that banquet, give us a call, 303-477-5600 on the Big Game brochure. Again, be sure and know the application deadline is April 4th, and do not wait. That happens every year, so that will be here before you know it. If you've got questions on that, again, get with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Their hunt planner's there, 303-297-1192, and that website is cpw.state.co.us. Wally, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good, man. How can we help you?
So, well, Is the Division of Wildlife person with you today?
Okay, no. Now, Bob Broshai, the director, will be on next week. Keith Prince. Yeah, okay. Keith Prince is with us. Keith is a hunt master, a senior hunt master with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, so a volunteer, basically, that goes out and helps young people on moose hunts and spring turkey.
Okay, then he's the guy I need to ask this question to.
Okay.
All right.
I get the Colorado Outdoors magazine, and they have a great write-up in their January-February issue of all the hunt codes, how many preference points it's taken to draw, you know, everything. And if people don't have that, go look for it before you put in, because you can sit and analyze this thing. I did it on an airplane recently, and it is just a wealth of information. But I've got a question.
Okay.
In this state, when you're and the hunt code that I'm specifically going to ask you about is ranching for wildlife. And so I understand that's residents only and things. But in this state, when you're talking about going into the trophy units like 851, Unit 10, Unit 1, Unit 2, we're talking for residents, some of those things are taking 20 to 25 points to draw.
Yes.
So why for Unit 851, for ranching for wildlife, and that's a trophy unit, do we have a hunt code that, because the youth already get the first 15% of all ranching for wildlife tags. Do I have that right?
I'm probably not the right guy to answer this question for you.
My understanding is that if you have, let's say that there's 20% of the tags are requested by youth, the first 15% go to the youth. And I don't know if that's cows only or if that also involves bulls. But my specific question, hunt code, it's either sex, 851W4R.
Okay.
It's a youth-only tag on the Tercio Ranch. And if you look at the stats for it, it takes there were 81 requests last year for one tag. So it takes a maximum of 6 preference points, and just by its nature, youth can only hunt from 12 to 18. So it's strict. It's almost like a way to draw on their 6th year. Why are we giving? When those youth have the next 45 to 50 years to hunt in Colorado for trophy animals, why are we giving out trophy hunt codes for youth only? When I read that, it just absolutely blew my mind.
Well, I tell you what, I will keep that because, again, Keith is a volunteer that tries to help out stuff. But I did make a note of that, Wally, and I assure you I will address that with the director next week.
And I'll be happy to call back in next week if you'd like me to. But
you're always welcome to.
The other question that I've got is I just simply don't understand now with this $10 fee that they're charging for a refund check. For people that are putting in for preference points, why don't they just have a fee that they charge for a preference point, no refund? You don't have to go through any of that garbage. Just have a, you know, because if like my son is out of state, if I'm putting in for him for a preference point, you got to submit several hundred dollars, then you have to wait to get it back. And because he's not here to hunt, he's not buying a hunting or fishing license, but he still has to buy the habitat stamp just to put in for the preference point. I just simply don't understand why they don't simplify this process for people that are applying for only preference points, where it's just a fee, nothing comes back. That's just what it is, if that's all that you want to do.
Right. Okay. All right. I made a note on both of those, and like I say, Bob Brochad will be in studio with us next week, and I will address those.
And he's the right guy to answer those
questions.
That's
why I called this week. So.
Yeah, no problem. All right, man. Hey, we appreciate it. And I'll be in touch with you this week. Talk to you about some roofing things. Okay, man.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, Dave, man, we're about out of time here. I'm going to see if I can stretch us here another couple of minutes here. But April 29th, man, what would be your plea to tell people to come and help us?
Well, in addition to having some great items that they can buy or win in the raffles or the auctions, this money is used to get our veterans, firefighters, and law enforcement out on these outdoor adventures. This outdoor therapy stuff really works.
Yep.
And right now, while we're sitting here in studio, we've got 3 veterans up on Lake Granby ice fishing.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is, we have these events going on all year long, and it takes money, so we're having a banquet.
Mindy, can we stretch another minute, or are we up tight? 1 minute. All right. Keith, hit that slate call for us a little bit. Tell us a little couple. No pressure. Go with that microphone there.
That's not good.
So really the same type of calls that you're talking about, the purr, the cluck, Yelp, all that. You try to perfect those three with each different type of call.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, great. All right. Good luck to everyone out there that's going to be getting out here pretty quick. Oh, we got to turn our clocks up tonight, too. So don't forget that. Oh, you just look, oh, man, I just lost an hour. Well, Keith, hey, man, thanks for coming in. We're going to do this more often with you. And, of course, Dave, we'll be seeing you as we lead up to April 29th. So thank you. And, again, if you would like that pair of tickets, give us a call, 303-477-5600, and we'll get those to you for the banquet. Thanks to everyone for being with us. Hope to see you tonight at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet. We will be there and looking forward to a good time. So everyone have a great weekend. Catch us Sundays now for a replay of today's show, 9 to 10 a.m. on KLZ 560. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.